Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Summer vacation is just a couple of weeks away for many Chinese students. It's the time of the year when Chinese parents will be really busy signing up their kids for various kinds of summer camps. In Shanghai, tens of thousands of children between the ages of 7 and 12 will attend two-term, three-week Love Summer Camps at, that's the label, Love Summer Camps.
Love Summer Camps, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
At 543 locations around the city, and that's according to the local newspaper Shine. Since 2014, over 180,000 pupils have attended Love Summer Camps introduced to help working parents during the summer vacation holiday, and they won't held last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but this year everything has resumed. And according to organizer Youth League Shanghai, this year strict pandemic control measures will be put in place during this year's summer camps for the students. I think it's a good thing because we are still facing the threat of this pandemic, and when you gather so many kids into various summer camps, you've got to take some precautious measures so that the kids will be kept safe and sound.
Yes, and I'm smirking earlier at the title, and I'm judging by the age of the kids. Obviously, it's innocent, but why did they call it Love Summer Camps?
That's just the label.
Okay.
What do you want them to be called?
Well, I mean, obviously, at a summer camp, and I. When I was younger, I was able to do, I wouldn't call it a summer camp. I had an opportunity to get away for a little while, maybe a week, at a place where we did camping. We, had a bonfire and we played out in the wilderness, which was really cool. So I guess from that standpoint, there's you're loving the experience.
Uh-huh.
So, but what exactly takes place in this summer camp? There's 543 locations around the city. So, I mean, is it all one united organization, or are they just a bunch of different, camps for kids that and do different things? I mean, how does that work exactly?
I think it is different kinds of camps under the same label, Love Summer Camps. Mm-hmm. What do they do? As in the past years, the classes will range from arts to sports and maybe some additional courses are in public health. And I just Googled online and I found that kids could be attending the basketball summer camps, football summer camps,
activity summer camps.
Yes. Art-oriented summer camps, and there could be some other ones. Sometimes they offer different classes to the kids in addition to those sports. So it is a way of kids leaving home for a couple of weeks during the summer vacation time and learn to be independent at the guidance of those teachers or coaches there.
Well, just not be around mom and dad, right?
So I think that's the purpose of a lot of parents.
Independence is a very big word here, but it gives them an opportunity to be away from mom and dad and to it has a different feel. I mean, again, I reflect on the experience I had when I was away from my parents, and it's a different feel. It's nice to hang out with friends for more than just a few hours in a day, to actually, wake up and go to sleep around your friends. So it's also cool. And if it's a sport theme or if it's art theme, if it's whatever you're into, it could be good and bad. If it's something that you're really into and you're passionate about, you can expand on that love for it and it'll become ingrained and probably you can take it to new heights after that experience. Or if you thought that you really liked this thing and then you went to this camp and that's all you did and you decided or realized that it wasn't really that, it wasn't something that you're really in love with, then it could really turn you off to it as well. So, I mean, it is
kind of true.
An eye-opening summer camp, right?
Yeah, that's quite true. I remember a relative's kid really loved to go to a basketball summer camp. Mm. However, when he actually got there, he found out that he had to
basketball is no
take
joke.
A lot of, you know, running exercise and doing this and doing that.
Ladders.
Before they were taught any tricks in basketball.
Yeah.
And he kind of complained.
It's conditioning.
I don't really like it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they have to pay quite a lot for that basketball summer camp.
So you probably lost a lot of weight and learned how to run really fast.
Well, basically,
fast
he complained a little bit.
Yeah, it's I remember that, doing something called ladders. That's where you have to run all the way from one end of the court to the other, touch the line. And
that's
then
right. back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think
sometimes it's like 1 hour of this kind of running. And
exactly.
The kid was still little and he got bored. He told his mom, "Mom, they don't really teach me anything about basketball, only running."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but for some of the parents, maybe they will be secretly, you know, thinking, finally, the kids are away. I've got to have some moment of my own, right? Some me time. We could perhaps go out and enjoy some romantic dining experience, right?
Or just have me time. I think a lot of parents are, I think that's probably top on the radar for a lot of parents when they send their kids away to different, maybe those daily functions where they're at these daycares or whatever, or some of these classes that is additional classes outside of school that kids have to take that takes hours. And it's like, it gives you that moment to breathe, because kids can consume a lot of your time.
That's quite
and energy
true.
And patience.
Yes. And for parents who still have to work during the summer holiday period, this is really a good help to them, because they don't have to worry about the kids' meals or who's gonna babysit the children while they are away at work. So basically, this helps solve a lot of the problems. But since we still have this pandemic, they actually the organizers actually put in place a lot of the pandemic prevention measures. For example, they ask the parents who sign up their children for the camp to sign a pledge that neither they nor their children have been to pandemic areas or have had contact with the COVID-19 patients or those suspected of it within 14 days before the camp opens. I think it's only logical. If one kid is infected, they stay in the same room and playing with other kids. It could
zombie apocalypse.
It could be dangerous for all the kids.
Of course.
Yeah. And also, children are advised not to take part in other mass classes or travel during camps. And those who fall ill for any reason will only be allowed to return to the camps after recovery. That's quite understandable. Even with normal, during the very normal years, if the kid is ill, you still have to wait until they recover before they just come back and join the group activity.
Well, I'm not sure how fun it is, but they also teach kids how to correctly wash their hands and, you know, how to protect each other from, you know, when they cough and sneeze and all this type of thing. Again, it doesn't seem exciting from a kid's standpoint, but it does teach them the right way to, it teaches them about germs. And I think that's one thing about this pandemic. It's taught kids from a really young age that there are these things that are not visible to the eye that you have to watch out for. And it can, I guess, minimize the transmission between, you know, these young people, because they don't know. And so I see lots of kids, especially in, you know, some of these daycares or places where there's a bunch of kids, they sneeze, they don't cover their mouth, they cough, they don't cover their mouth. And if they do, they slap a high five to their friend afterwards.
Yeah. And sometimes they share the same napkin.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's one thing that these camps can do is to teach them a little bit of that. And overall, it's good, but I kind of feel like it can traumatize some of them too, because it's like, you know, it's a whole world. This pandemic has again, has opened a lot of our eyes, even adults, to germ transmission and just hygiene and all of that stuff. And, you know, as a kid, I could see how, oh, man, I'm just afraid of getting sick now, you know, because of all of this preparation. But it's good. That's something that has to be taught, and especially during these times.
Yeah, and I think when they are doing it as a kind of a group activity, they don't really think about disease or other stuff. Maybe they'll just see it as a way, as a kind of procedure before they start to have meals or, you know, do some group activities. Sometimes you don't even think. You're just, okay, everybody line up, let's wash our hands. And, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Let's all wash our hands at the same time.
It depends on the teacher.
It's a kind of a group activity, yes.
It depends on the teacher.
Yes.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.